Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. One of the highlights of last year, of course. And late last year, Seattle was awarded an NHL expansion team. That was cool.
Hell yeah.
So to celebrate pro hockey coming to Seattle, you can get your own KISW hockey jersey. If you haven't seen Steve, he posted some pictures somewhere of him all goalied up.
Yeah, I was over at Snow King Ice in Renton, playing a little drop-in, playing a little hockey.
Looks rocking good,
the jersey. KISW jersey. I've actually gotten a lot of guys were like, let me see this up close, and they were pretty pumped about it.
Yeah, it's a sweet
looking. Let me see what you got.
Speaking is hard.
Yeah.
Let me see this, brother.
And these jerseys are customizable, which means you can put your own name, your own number, whatever you want right there on your jersey. You want a KISW hockey jersey, celebrate the new expansion team coming to town? Just go to KISW.com. That's where you can order one now.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B-Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to B-Migs. It's time to turn down for Thursday.
Charge out for what?
Yeah.
And I'm excited because, well, Steve has a little bit of ring rust. It's been a little while since he's played this game. I'm pretty sure that there might be a loss. I mean, come on.
Well, we were hoping for that holiday decline. That really didn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Well, I mean, we still have a holiday coming up.
Oh, yeah? That's a good point. Martin Luther King is coming up, right?
Yeah. I'm thinking Valentine's Day, but yes, that too.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, I suppose.
There's one holiday in January besides New Year's, that's so there's still that one coming up.
You know, even though it's a holiday, it's more of an honoring of a great man, where Valentine's Day is a silly holiday. I see what Steve means.
Yeah, but you're right. Yeah. I mean, we're...
See, Steve is on his game, so maybe our contestant
don't
has
take
a chance.
Don't take that holiday from people, Steve. They, you know, that's what people right now are holding on to.
Yeah.
To get to their next long weekend, because it's always tough coming back from New Year's or any vacation for folks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it's tough for Steve and not for our contestant. We got James and Kent to take him on. James, are you there, sir?
I am here.
Excellent.
Hey, James.
What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to check out Everlast. He's going to be at the Clearwater Casino Resort on January 11th, and the show is sold out. So this is the only way to be able to get into this show, and go to KISW.com for all the details.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, James will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. James, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Nice! What comic strip features the children Billy, Dolly, Jeffy, and PJ?
Family Circus.
Yes! What sport uses clowns to protect the competitors? Ooh!
Bull riding.
What was that?
Bull riding.
Yes! Honshu is the largest island of what Asian country? What candy company makes Goobers and Raisinettes?
Pass.
Which show starting in 2016 stars Kirsten Bell and Ted Danson?
Pass.
In what decade was Betty Crocker first introduced?
Pass.
What pop stars fans are known as Claymates?
Pop star fans.
How many keys does a baby grand piano have?
He's not gonna know.
Of the 7 colors of the rainbow, which is the middle one?
That's a good one. 6. All right. How many colors?
What? Did you say 6?
I said 6.
All right, James. Yeah, go ahead and put him on hold. Congratulations, James. You got 2 correct. Drop the deuce and welcome to the new year.
Woo!
He was on fire.
He started very well. I wasn't feeling good about myself, but thank you, James. I feel a lot better now.
He, you know what? He started like he was ready to rock.
Yeah,
he was stoked. Yeah. He had it going. And,
Hey, congratulations on your win, Steve.
Really?
Well, I mean, unless it goes real bad, I think you'll enjoy the text messages.
Well, I appreciate that this guy stunk because I had a lot of pressure on me. Someone who sent us a text, and really cool of him to send us a text. Says, hey, Steve, can you win this one for my dad? My dad passed away at the age of 74 last Saturday, and I want to thank you guys for making me laugh. Have a great morning from Josh in T-Town. So,
yeah,
our condolences, Josh.
Game is definitely dedicated to your pops, and hopefully because of how crappy our contestant was, I'm winning this one for your pops as well.
We'll see. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Oh, yeah!
I'll do worse.
What comic strip features the children Billy, Dolly, Jeffy, and PJ?
Family Circle.
No.
Family Circus.
Yes! What sport uses clowns to protect the competitors?
Oh, that would be in the NBA.
No.
Bull riding.
Yes! Honshu is the largest island of what Asian country?
I don't know. Japan?
Yes! What candy company makes Goobers and Raisinettes?
Mars?
No.
Nestle.
Yes! Which show starting in 2016 stars Kristen Bell and Ted Danson?
Oh, we watched this. The Good Place.
Yes!
It's kind of gone downhill.
In what decade was Betty Crocker first introduced?
50s.
No.
40s.
No.
30s.
No.
20s?
No. Oh, yeah, actually, yes. What pop star's fans are known as Claymates?
Clay Aiken.
Yes. How many keys does a baby grand piano have?
88 keys.
Yes.
Nice.
Of the seven colors of the rainbow, which is the middle one?
Pink.
No.
Orange.
No.
Green.
Yes. Of which city was the setting for the film Die Hard?
Oh, that's New York.
No.
Detroit.
No.
Oh.
Where the hell was it?
Los Angeles.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I forgot to watch it during the Christmas season.
Right? Oh, boo to you. Well, you got 8 correct, and you got the win.
Yeah.
Congratulations to everybody, but yeah, James.
James got 2.
Yeah. And not enough.
Yeah.
And not to make too much fun of James, but when I asked of the seven colors of the rainbow, which is the middle one, he answered 6.
Yeah.
So it's kind of where that went.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Got the first 2 and then just went.
We might need the drug test before people play B-Migs.
Yeah. I think 4 would be actually the middle.
Yeah.
If you would have
said 4, I would have been like, well, I mean, I've asked for the color, but.
But yeah, you got the right number.
One text says, geez, this dude might need a helmet, and I'm 100% sure he knows what Windows tastes like.
Oh, wow.
There were a lot of passes. So
is that what was happening?
It was a lot of passing and then answering 6 to
7. See, when you have decades or something like that, or colors, you don't pass, just throw the colors or the decades out.
Wait, so he guessed on those?
He didn't guess on anything.
I mean, passed on those.
Yeah, he passed on like the Betty Crocker one, the ones that you should just throw out numbers.
Passed on the colors.
You might get a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You might say green and it's right.
Like an Asian country.
You might say Japan and it's right.
Exactly. How do you not throw Japan out there if you're saying an Asian country?
Japan, China, Thailand,
every America. We should all know Japan. France is close to Japan, yes.
Thanks. Congratulations, Steve. You won with 8 correct.
Caller number 8. That's right. Caller number 8. You're a winner at 421. Guess what? 421 Rock is back.
Oh, that's awesome. Danny gets his cell phone back.
Thank you. I was tired of the pictures.
Yeah. They were good pictures, though, and most of them were from me, but still, they were good. Hey, I'm looking pretty good. So 206-421-ROCK. Caller number 8, was it? Did you get 8 right?
I don't know.
Yeah, Rev says yes. Yeah. Caller 8, you're getting tickets to see Everlast at the Clearwater Casino on January 11th. Caller number 8, 206-421-ROCK! I'm so excited the number's back.
I thought we lost it for good. I really did.
I thought we were coming back to using Danny's cell phone again.
Yeah. I thought it was like they're going to kind of go, I don't know what happened, but we lost the number. But no, they made it happen. I'm excited. Things are good. I think we got to call my daughter in for this one. Because a lot of things happened over the holiday. I gained weight. That's the big thing that happened to me. Uh-huh. I gained too much weight. I'm not happy with myself at all. I'm into a range that I thought I'd never see again.
Does the belt, did you have to go up a loop?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
had to go up a loop on the belt.
See, that's the sobering moment when you have to do that.
Yeah, the clothes are a little tighter. I went shopping at REI, and I normally, you know, have my size, and they were like, "Oh, dude, that you're like you got it in that size."
Head over to the big section.
So I was like, I was so upset. I had such a grumbly attitude by buying what I was buying because it was just like, you know, I got to get these before my dividends run out. So I'm like, I don't want to wear this size. Damn it.
Yeah, Yeah, that's the worst. When you go into a store and you're like, I'll get a, whatever the size shirt you wear, let's say a large, and you put that large button-up shirt on, and it's you're about ready to pop some buttons.
Exactly.
And you're just like, I hope that this is like a European cut. That's what I always try and tell myself whenever those things happen, but it's just that I put on too much weight.
It happened over the holidays. My wife went out and bought me some really cool stuff, and I was so excited to try this one jacket on, and it didn't fit, and it was like what it should have. And I was like, oh, and my wife is really kind, but I know she's looking at me.
I swear it unzipped.
Yeah. She was like, no, I'm going to take it back. It's not going to work. But so that's what happened to me. But Sarah, I mean, Sarah, you know, she's the queen of drama. She's taken over for her father. And I really appreciate it.
Oh, hey.
Well, yeah. So far, she's on the good list.
Yeah.
If we're keeping tally, because she made that bet with you for breakfast.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I'm winning for everyone, except for you, Dad. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. I can't even have the breakfast.
And, I mean, what? Maybe the game was over for about 30 seconds, the Seahawks 49ers game, because the bet was that you said that the Seahawks weren't going to lose again for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Sarah said they would, and you guys bet breakfast on it for the whole show.
Which yeah, we did.
Win for all of us. As soon as the 49ers beat the Seahawks, the group text just blew up from Sarah saying, Dad, where's breakfast? Too soon?
God, I couldn't. And let me. That game irritated me so much. I was just like, really, Seattle? This is the game that is going to cost me breakfast? I expected to sit there and go, well, what guys, the Chiefs are a good team. And I didn't. And then I thought, well, then I thought our playoff hopes were dashed. I thought, if we can't beat the Niners, how are we going to beat the Chiefs?
I know people are all up in arms about that game, but let's not forget, hey, they're always having battles against whoever it is in their division, whether it be the Cardinals, whether it be the 49ers, of course, the Rams. And they were coming off of a Monday night game, so they had a short week. Everything, I mean, not to say that they shouldn't have won, they should have. I mean, there was a few moments where it was very apparent they should have won, but whatever.
It is funny when you see
at the end
me.
Of the day, we got breakfast.
And it's, yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, yeah, I gave you guys like a good minute to like be in your like tears and stuff. And then I was like, so, what does that mean?
Yeah, thanks, Sarah.
Oh, it wasn't too soon for me. As soon as you sent that, I was like, you know what, I'm in a good mood again.
See that? So I'll make these bets to help you just soothe those Seahawks losses, though it didn't matter, as the team right after that just said, guess what we're going to do?
Oh, that was so awesome.
Oh, it was a great game. It just goes to show you. You know what I mean? You know, and our buddy Luke Wilson told us this way back in the day. Matchups really are a key. You know, you think by record you can tell how a team's going to do, and he's like, you have no idea. Matchups, there could be that one team that the only team they can beat is you, and they beat you good, even though they can't beat anybody else.
And that's why you hear a lot of people even after the Cardinals game, guys within the organization saying, you know what, I know it wasn't a pretty win and it sucks, but we haven't been able to beat these guys at home. You know, I mean, this was a battle for those guys to finally get over that hump.
Yeah, it is. It's a fascinating thing, the game of football, where in other sports, sometimes you can, a bad team is a bad team and almost anybody can beat them. You don't ever see that usually in other sports. A great team just get owned sometimes the way we get owned by some of these bad teams.
So you gained weight, but what's going on with your daughter?
Well,
we needed to bring her in because of something that happened over the holidays.
Yeah, she said she's you know, Sarah is not your typical Pacific Northwest woman.
Okay.
And so she is a fish out of water whenever she's in conversations with people.
And a lot of Pacific Northwest women that like to get ratchet and drink box wine.
You know what? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I know some of them too. But some of my friends, I don't know, they get offended very, very easily, I feel like. I feel like they're very much in this feminist kind of, I don't know. We were all out to dinner and we had a very, very nice server.
Your friends are feminists?
I didn't know that.
I already know that drama is going to happen with Sarah the way that Sarah is.
Sarah is totally a fish out of water with every woman that I know in her life, because Sarah is not like them. She's like a woman from the 50s.
Yeah, and it's so hard sometimes for me to bite my tongue. But
women in the 50s used to get drunk and jump into taco trucks.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Very quiet about it.
Yeah, an updated woman from the 50s.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had this really nice server, and, you know, he's taking our orders, and he would drop off our drink and say, oh, here you go, gorgeous, or like, here you go, beautiful, or all right, I'll take that from you, hon. And he was, he was a really, really nice.
I hate when people do that.
But they're just like little pet names. They're just,
that's what Vicky did when she was a server.
Ugh. Yeah, I used to do it to the old ladies. You call them honey, and they feel young and cute, or a girl.
So. Yeah, anyway.
She's going to give me a lap dance. Don't flirt with me at an establishment.
Oh, wow. Some people need a little less than a lap dance to get to where they're going, Steve. So that's why we use the pretty words.
I hate when people say, hey, hon, hey, sweetie. It's like, no.
Well, nowadays we can't say, hey, dude, or hey, guy, or hey, girl, or hey, lady.
Or hey, effer.
Yeah, you can't say all that anymore.
I would respect someone come up and go, what's up, effers? I'd be like, big tip for this person.
Yeah.
Like, great, I'm not going to get upset with the person if they call me hon. It's just going to, I'm internally cringing.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to, it's not going to affect me tipping them or being nice to them.
Well, so from a feminist standpoint, they were offended by all these words.
They hated it. They were like, why is this guy just randomly thinking he can compliment me like that? So, and I was like, all three of them were like that. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, there are way worse words this guy could be calling us. If he's going to call you pretty or gorgeous.
What's up, bitches?
Let him.
Yeah. See, I would like that.
I see we got a table of feminist bitches here.
That's right.
You guys want the mozzarella sticks?
Hey.
Or my stick. What's up? Yeah, I don't know. So it was very strange. But we got in a little heated argument about it. So
they were that mad about it that they were
They were that mad about it.
Oh, yeah, the objectification. That's the thing, is don't objectify me based on my physical appearance. That seems to be a linchpin in feminism.
Well, and then they thought the server was so disingenuous because he was calling us all kind of pretty, you know?
Oh, so if it was only one, that would be okay.
Exactly. They were like, oh, he thinks he's pretty.
So he's inclusive, and that's a horrible thing, by saying nice things. You're saying nice things to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And Okay.
And the guy's working for tips, obviously. I mean, he's just trying to do whatever he can to endear himself to whatever table he's walking up to.
You know who I see do this a lot, and is servers who are gay. I see them do that to women a lot, and I wonder, does it matter? Like, would it matter if his orientation was either, you know, if he was, you know, if he was a gay guy or a straight guy?
Honestly,
would it make a difference?
I'm pretty damn sure he was gay. And they were still bothered by that.
Because, I mean, usually, because then you know the guy is not trying to objectify you for his own physical interest. He's just being kind because, you know, he likes dudes. So he's only just being kind. Even that's a problem.
Yeah, it was for them. I know. And I just thought he was awesome and nice. And yeah, the pet names do get annoying.
Why do you hang out with these girls? They sound like a real blast at parties.
I didn't know that they were like this until recent things keep coming up. And I'm like, oh, it's going to start a fight, or I just have to keep my mouth quiet.
Is it that you're usually drunk around these girls and you don't realize it? Or, like, are these the girls that you party with?
These are the girls I party with, so they didn't get ratchet and turn up.
And this was
I've noticed that some of these girls on Facebook actually have been changing their ways a little bit, and they've been posting more feminist stuff.
Well, that makes sense, because Sarah, you know what? Look, I mean, once you get past the age of 25, people start thinking about how should I be, and the closer you get to 30,
see, my daughter's up, and you're not. And that's the problem, Sarah.
And I'm still fun.
Yeah, that's the thing.
They're not.
Yeah, it's so true. But the topper wasn't that, Steve. The topper was when they were at this MC. Was addressing the audience, and the friends, the same friend was not happy as what the MC said.
The MC were saying, ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention? Ladies and gentlemen, just like ladies and gentlemen was the thing. She did not like that. You can't say ladies and gentlemen. She was like, she should address them as one, like, hey, everyone, or hey,
ladies
folks.
And germs, you know, when they do that to be
hey,
funny.
Ladies and germs.
Probably wouldn't like it still.
Okay.
Why? Now, what's wrong with ladies and gentlemen?
I know.
Because...
Oh, you do?
There are some people that don't identify as a lady or a gentleman. So those people are now feeling, you know, not included.
I would love to hear.
Okay.
I always wonder about those situations, because if someone genuinely feels that way, okay, it's 2019, times are changing. I'm not opposed to changing the way we speak because it's hurting somebody, but I always feel like it's never coming from somebody who would be affected by it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's humanity. Usually, yeah.
So, I mean, are we overthinking things? Is your friend overthinking something, or does she have somebody in her life that has changed genders and would genuinely be hurt by somebody saying ladies and gentlemen?
I definitely think she is just overreacting, but I do have friends who do have people in their life that are transgendered and such, but I also don't think that they're the ones that are like super focusing on ladies and gentlemen.
But it's not even a transgendered person, because I think a transgendered person would still identify as a man or a woman. It's the people that don't identify as any gender, right?
Very true.
A transgendered person, but still not identify.
It's non-binary, I think, is what the term is.
Yeah, because transgender means you're identifying as a gender.
Yeah, that you're going to the non-cisgender.
So exactly. So it's not anybody who has a gender. It's somebody who decides, however it is, because I don't know the exacts of everything, because it's all
it's all really new to a lot of us as far as, okay, sure. How is everybody showing up in life and how do they want to be?
So this conversation is so Seattle. It is. It's a very Seattle
conversation.
I don't know if it's just Seattle, though, because I think this is happening now everywhere, obviously. But, I mean, Seattle is a very progressive city, so I can understand why it is very Seattle. And, dude, I'm trying to figure it out as we go along in life because, obviously, things have changed. I have some friends that do identify themselves as non-binary, and I'm not going to be upset at them because that's what they do. And I'm trying to make the adjustments so that I don't say something that's going to put them in an awkward position.
And here's
it doesn't bother me if I have to make a change to how I say something. It's not going to affect my life. I hope that they're cool when I make a mistake, that they could like, hey, you made a mistake, and not get upset at me about it.
Or if people say ladies and gentlemen, or like, hey guys, or what's up, dude, you know?
Everything is changing.
Yeah, because I use the hey guys on everybody. I don't care, no matter what the gender is, because guys to me is transformed into a, hey peeps, hey what's up? It's just a group of people. Like if you're down south, y'all. I mean, it's guys is y'all as far as I'm concerned.
That's why I just use bitches.
Bitches is, I think, also.
Professional setting as well. Yeah. I don't care if I'm writing someone
what's
in
up,
the company.
Bitches? Because hey, you're
I
right.
I was talking to the bitches down the hall.
Hey, let me tell you. But Steve, you make a good point. Because awkwardness is awkwardness. And I think there's not an understanding for the awkwardness that guys like you and I go through, where we want to do the right thing and we feel badly when we don't, and people make us feel badly, and our intent is good. We're very open-minded as far as, look, however you want to live your life, live your life. We don't care. I mean, well, you know, it doesn't bother me how you identify. But if I make a mistake because I've had years of conditioning of looking at a particular form and going, when I see that form, I think man or I think woman. Because right now I have an issue with one person in my life. This person dresses like a man.
Danny.
Beard, everything, bald.
Rev, he's bald, he's beard, he dresses like a man.
What is going on? He does. He looks just, I mean, she looks just like Rev.
Uh-huh.
No change at all in appearance, but she's decided that she is going to be a she, even though the appearance is exactly the same as when she was identifying as a he. Yeah, and I was introduced to this person.
Rev? No,
yourself.
It's not me.
So I have hearing issues, and so the person goes, I'd like you to meet Mary. And I'm looking at a guy, person that looks like Rev. And so I'm thinking, okay, I can't hear. This has got to be.
Gary?
So I'm going,
hey, Gary?
Exactly. I'm thinking they said Gary. But I'm like, oh, hey, Gary. He said, no, it's Mary. And I'm going, okay, what else? Did he say Jerry? Again, the person looks just like Rev. There's no indication in my brain and all the experiences I've had in my life that what I'm looking at is somebody who wishes to identify as a woman. It doesn't mean they can identify as a woman and dress just like Rev and look just the way a guy looks. That's fine.
Harry or Harry? I'm confused.
But I mean, it's going to be confusing for somebody who's had this conditioning. And I felt horrible when I realized, oh no, it's not your hearing issue. This is a person who chooses to identify as a woman, but will continue to look the way they've always looked their entire life, which I know is a thing. But then I was made to feel bad. And I'm like, well, why do I got to feel bad
by
when
Gary?
By Gary or Mary? I think it's Mary. I think that's the name that she wishes to have, but I'm like, okay, I got no problem with Mary. I mean, I'll hang with Mary, but don't make me feel bad because of the years of experience and conditioning I've got to get through in order to try to do the right thing, which is just, you know, treat you how you want to be treated. But I was made to feel like an a-hole.
See, that's not fair.
I hate that.
That's not fair. I mean, if things are changing, I think there needs to be an understanding of that.
Exactly, and there's not. There really isn't.
If somebody's not being an aggressive jerk towards you, there's no need to get mad, offended, or pissed off. Just a conversation can go a long way. And anything, really.
Can we use common sense? Steve, if you came to me and you looked exactly the same as yourself and you decided I'm going to identify as a woman and you changed your name, you've got to know.
What would be my name?
Stephanie.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Good pick. Was it Susan or Stephanie? I can't remember. My parents, before they knew if it was a boy or a girl, it was either Susan or Stephanie.
Yeah.
It's a good call.
Susan's not bad either.
Stephanie, I like it.
But don't you think you got to know?
I or I E?
I like a Y.
I was going to say, there needs to be an I so you can put a little heart on it.
Yeah.
I would agree.
No E. Yeah.
So I'm different.
Oh, totally different.
Stephanie.
Not Stephanie.
Stefani.
Yeah, you can even do like Stefani.
Like when?
Wee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you'd be great. You'd be a great French.
Such a great French lady.
You'd be a great French woman.
I'm identifying myself as a French person now, so show me some respect.
Oh, yeah, now I feel bad because, you know, you're a free. I imagine that'll be a time, too, where someone's just going to say, look, I'm now this ethnicity. Can you do that, you think? Even though we have DNA testing, will you be able to say, hey, listen, I'm this ethnicity, I know what's your face.
Well, there was that guy who was arguing about trying to change his age, remember? He wanted to be like 10 years younger.
There are people that argue that they are internally like Vietnamese or Japanese. It's a lot of the people that really love animes, and there's videos on it. It is just so cringeworthy.
That Rachel lady, whatever, that was the NAACP, didn't work out well for her. When she was trying to identify as an African-American, people were not happy with that.
What is everything going to be like in 10 years?
I don't know.
10 years, dude. You're right, dude, because, I mean, in 2009... I mean, we were just getting into iPhones, right? We had no social networking. We weren't on our phones. Dude, 10 years, is amazing what could happen. And Steve will be Steph and I. Yeah.
Love your that. French female friend.
All right. Well, we got this popular movie we got to tell you about because it is making people do something completely ridiculous, pretty insane, pretty stupid. What is it? I'm going to tell you. It's 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, Netflix had a good holiday season. They had some good stuff on there.
Yeah.
Everyone's
talking about it right now.
Yeah. Of course, Bandersnatch was the latest Black Mirror thing, where it's a choose-your-own-adventure TV experience, which was pretty amazing. And another thing they had was Bird Box.
Yeah. Oh, they're talking about Like Father, the Kelsey Grammer movie.
Oh, no. That was that on Netflix, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Tempted to watch that.
Wow. I didn't even know that was there.
That was a bad idea.
It's so bizarre with Netflix because, I mean, they tell you everything that's on. I mean, because the third season of Travelers premiered right around the holidays, not too long before there. And so I was busy with that. And then, of course, I knew Black Mirror was out. So Bird Box, which was one of the most successful holiday releases they've had, it was huge. Just, I think, one of the most successful releases. I didn't even know anything about this.
I think outside of that Christmas movie that they put out, which was really fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that thing was talked about a ton, obviously because of the seasons, but as soon as that the Christmas season was over, all I would see people talk about was this Bird Box movie. At first I thought it was a TV show. I forget that Netflix does original movies. And then I started, people were like, oh, Sarah, was it Sandra Bullock? Should be nominated for an Academy Award because of this movie. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nuts?
Yeah, that's crazy. I know that Netflix plans to release some things to the movie theaters just so they can qualify, because there are some good performances that they don't get qualified for movie stuff.
So what, yeah, just like drop it into a theater for like a weekend and then just be like, okay, it was in the theater. It was
exactly a theatrical
release.
That's what they did with the Coen Brothers movie, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, which is a great movie.
Have they done it with Bird Box?
I don't believe that they have.
You think they would now if everyone's talking about it the way they are?
Yeah, they may have to, especially if they're saying that she has an Academy Award winning performance. You'd hope they would do that for her.
Now, I've heard some people say that this is just like a bad M. Night Shyamalan movie.
No, it's not really
sad
like
if you're
that.
Saying that, because haven't most M. Night Shyamalan movies been bad recently?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, most M. Night Shyamalan movies are bad.
No, some people tried to liken it to The Happening, which isn't true at all. It's like basically people go out, they see something, and essentially they end up wanting to kill themselves, and that's how this entire like pandemic sort of thing happens. Or if you look outside, you might see this demon type thingy that they kind of loosely explain, and then you'll want to either like walk into a fire, walk in front of a garbage truck, stuff like that.
Oh man, so what an idea that you all you have to do is just look at the demon, and then your life is over because you'll do something crazy like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like Medusa. It's kind of like a Quiet Place was for like being quiet. This was you can't see.
Oh, okay, that makes a lot of sense.
You've seen it. I saw the trailer. I was like, oh, this is something that people are talking about. And my wife and I looked at it, and I was like, yeah, this doesn't look like a movie my wife was going to dig whatsoever.
Gosh, no.
But the vibe I get is like, so it's her and her kids, and they can't look at this demon, so they have to be blindfolded and go anywhere. But can the demon touch them if they're blindfolded?
No. No, so it doesn't have any sort of like on this world, like able to touch anybody or anything like that. They can influence and kind of get people in order to do their deeds for them in the real world sort of thing, just makes them go crazy.
And it's really interesting, too, because there's a lot of fan theory behind it. But the most popular one that I read was it's a commentary on suicide and mental health.
Oh, wow.
If you really get into the details of the movie. It's really cool. Like, the theory that I read was really cool, especially with, you know, everything that happened with mental health and everything in the past few years. It's a cool commentary on it.
And you've heard people say, you know what, I'm losing a battle with my demons all the time whenever they're having a rough time, especially when it comes to substance abuse. Oh, that's a good point, Danny. I hadn't thought about
Step Brothers for the 50th time instead of this.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah. Too serious for Steve.
Way too serious.
The two kids, by the way, they don't even have names. They just call them boy and girl in the movie.
And that's explained in the movie.
Yeah. Oh, all right. So there's a reason for it. Well,
a lot of the texters do not seem to like Bird Box. One person says it was as stupid as the name. Another person says it was anticlimactic and no way that the birds would have lived through all that stuff. Someone says it's seriously just a happening ripoff with less of a storyline and a worse ending. Shut up, Rev.
Oh, man. Well, whatever people are saying, the idea is that it was so huge that people have now started doing Bird Box challenges where viewers are attempting to complete tasks while blindfolded with varying degrees of success.
See, they ripped this off from our show, man. We do that twice a day on Beat Mix.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm Bird Boxing before people Bird Box.
You were, that's right. It was Steve Box.
I'm the OG Bird Box.
Yeah, you are.
OGBB.
So, OGBB.
Why don't we do a show all blindfolded one?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Man, that would suck for Danny.
Yeah, that's the only person.
Hitting the button.
This only person that really has an issue right there is that.
Yeah, I don't do anything, so it would be just normal.
Tomorrow, let's do Bird Box Friday.
I'm ready.
The problem is I have to read stuff. How am I going to figure this out?
Well, that's your problem, not mine.
Oh, it's all. Okay, fine. I'll quickly learn Braille. There you go.
That's a good point. I guess you do need the
Yeah, you kind of need to see, I think, a little bit with this gig. So how about this? One person did make an attempt where it was viewed more than 15,000 times on Twitter. And this person was a dude leading a blindfolded baby into a wall. Again, these are real-life Bird Box challenges. And Netflix is like, oh, my God, are people really doing this? So they had to tweet out, quote, "Please do not hurt yourselves with this Bird Box challenge," in all caps. They said, "We don't know how this started, and we appreciate the love, but boy and girl have just one wish for 2019, and that is that you do not end up in the hospital due to memes."
Yeah, don't do something that's gonna, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Remember when people were wearing when was it, the eclipse that we had?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Those glasses that were basically blindfolds, unless you looked at the sun. Remember people were driving with those on?
Yeah, like they're not sunglasses.
How soon until someone tries to be a Bird Boxer in their car?
Yeah, well, if you're walking a blindfolded baby into a wall, you know, it's not long that you're going to be driving on the freeway with a blindfold, and we don't need that.
Oh, Bird Boxing. That could be like a new thing.
You mean like blindfolded boxing?
Yes.
I think you're onto something there. Bird Boxing would be interesting to see if, like, you know, if they could figure that out.
I mean, I feel like it maybe would last one pay-per-view, but it would be pretty fun to watch. Like, super established boxers have to box somebody blindfolded.
You know Netflix has got to do that, right? That's the next one, Bird Boxing. Steve, you got a great idea. I love this idea.
Now, it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
The sad thing is that people, for some reason, have to be told not to be morons because of something that's totally not real. It's supposed to be just for your enjoyment, but people go out and do stupid things. And I don't know if it's sad that they do it and we just can't let them, or if you have to go out and actually make a statement so you don't get in trouble like Netflix did. But either way, Netflix is begging viewers to quit doing dangerous Bird Box challenges. Based on this, we want to know, what stupid thing did you try because you saw it in a movie or a TV show? What was your Bird Box moment? 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. What stupid thing did you try because you saw it in a movie or a TV show? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts after Shinedown on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So Netflix had to beg their viewers. They went on and had to do this tweet because, well, people are doing these Bird Box challenges based on a movie where folks had to run around blindfolded so they wouldn't be basically infected by a demon and then kill themselves. And so people were saying, hey, what kind of stuff could I do blindfolded like they had to do in the movie? And Netflix is like, wow, you people are running babies into walls. You got to stop this.
Leave the babies out of it. If you want to do something stupid, do it to yourself.
And the animals, too. You know, people do stupid things with the animals as well. And so we're wondering, how about you? You know, if you want to do something stupid to yourself, we know you've done it. And was it based on a TV show or a movie? We want to hear about that. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Ben in Linwood. Ben, you are on The Rock.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, not too bad, buddy. What you got for us today?
So, when I was a kid, I was super into Power Rangers. And that was a problem because I wanted to try their moves.
Who was your favorite, man? So, which one? It was the Pink Ranger your favorite? Oh, that was mine. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, she's my favorite for other reasons.
Yeah.
For non-childlike reasons.
Hello, everybody.
But Tommy, definitely. I actually had a white Ford Ranger that I named Tommy, too.
Nice.
I was on a trampoline with a kid, and he made me mad. And so while his back was turned, I jumped up and drop-kicked his head.
You mean like right from the story? Like from the Ranger move. Nice.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I was just like, hey, yeah. And it was just right in the back of his head. He didn't see it coming. Oh. And I got in trouble. But it was worth it because I was an awesome ninja for like 5 minutes.
Until you got in trouble with your parents, and then you realize ninjas don't get in trouble with their parents.
And the kid's okay, right?
Yeah,
he didn't go flying into
my
a wall.
Never found out.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah.
Because some, you know, I'm always afraid. You see it in movies all the time where you know, you don't mean to hurt anybody, but they fall back and their head bangs against something and then they're dead. And
think about how many people. Well, I don't know anyone that I've killed because of something we did in the movie. I'm looking to BJ's past.
Yeah.
How many people tried the Karate Kid kick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you realize just how ridiculous that kick was.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you could kick. I mean, there was no way.
It wasn't legal.
It wasn't legal, and you couldn't pull it. I couldn't pull it off even when I was younger. And, of course, now there's no way it could even move like that.
How about any of you guys ever just go into a locker room, drill a hole in the wall so you could look at the girls showering?
Ah! Or like Porky's?
Just Porky's there, huh?
I never tried that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I swear. I went to an all-boys high school.
Well, that just makes it weirder,
Steve. I want to see naked dudes. I just see naked dudes.
And that was, you know, it's so bizarre how society has changed because obviously, you know, that's just something that not only is not, is a horrible thing, but you get in big, big trouble. And yet there was a whole movie based on in the 50s. Everyone wanted to do it. And they'd slap your hand and send you away.
Was there a scene in the movie where he actually put his.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He put his.
It was glorious.
Yeah, it was glorious. Yes, it was. That peephole was glorious.
The one I could think of, I remember when we were kids. Remember Risky Business?
Oh yeah,
it was at Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
and there's that one scene with the song.
Oh right, and
old time rock and roll.
Yeah,
and
Bob Tom Seger's. Yeah,
and he slides.
Oh,
in the socks.
Have you tried that?
Yes, I tried it when I was a kid. We went out to my brother and I. I was like, let's try. I don't know why. I was like, why even get my brother involved in anything was a recipe for disaster because he just wanted to see me get hurt like that. Either he wanted to hurt me or see me get hurt. Back in those days, it was just like that was our fun. Brotherly relationship. So I went up, took one of my dad's dress shirts, put it on, and my underwear on and the socks. I'm like, all right, let me try it. I go running from the kitchen down to the hallway where like there's like a little spot right before the front door, and you can see it through the living room. I wish back in the day we had cell phones so we could have filmed this. I run and I do the slide, and it wasn't very impressive. But I was like, hold on, let me slick up the floor a little bit so he gets like pledge or something along those
lines. Oh, yeah, at least you had a plan.
Well, he did. He does it. And I didn't know that it gets really slick. So I start running right into the door.
Oh.
I like to say it was the last time I ever listened to my brother, but that was just an ongoing issue between him and I.
Yeah.
He constantly would troll me.
Yeah. That's what brothers are for.
A lot of people are texting, though, about Jackass. See, that was before our time.
Yeah, you're right.
I was already an adult and realized it was stupid to do those things.
Exactly. You're right. You're absolutely right. Jackass probably inspired a lot of things, but like you said, Steve, you and I were adults at that point. We just those days were behind
Dude,
us.
Dude, my brother would have absolutely been able to convince me to get into a shopping cart and push me down a flight of stairs.
Oh yeah,
there's not a doubt in my mind.
The warning before Jackass was like even more like a reason why you should do it. It's like, do not try these stunts at home. And you're like, I'm gonna try this at home. Shopping carts are awesome,
and they looked like they were having such fun, even though they were getting wrecked.
Yeah.
I mean, they were getting massively injured. Johnny Knoxville, that guy has been injured so much. And he always has a smile on his face when talking about it. So you think, oh, this is fun. How couldn't it be fun? Look at Johnny.
He's cracking up as his eyeball pops out.
And
it's like the weirdest thing. It's like, I'm in so much pain. Ha, ha, ha. You're like, no.
But it was like that with wrestling, too. They'd put these are dangerous stunts that you should not try at home. I'm like,
man.
How do we do this? And do we need to try this at home?
I forgot about that. All the backyard wrestling that I used to do. I accidentally dropped my cousin on his head while trying to do a pile driver on concrete.
Yeah.
Because he kicked me in the head. Fortunately, he didn't get hurt. But, God, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Jolene in Renton, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Oh. Jolene, how about you? What dangerous thing, stupid thing did you try because you saw it on TV or in a movie?
Well, I used to really like The Great American Hero. I don't know if you guys remember.
Oh, yes. His favorite superhero.
Believe it or not.
Yes.
Walking on air.
Well, I was in the backyard, and we had a gate that would swing open, and it was chain link. And I climbed up there, and I was singing the same song. And my mom looked at me and said, don't, you know, you need to get down. You're going to fall and hurt yourself. And I was like, I'm the greatest American hero. I'm not going to get hurt. And after she said that, I fell and landed on my stomach and cut my stomach up.
Oh! Oh, yeah. That's all. See, you know what, man? Now, a lot of us can blame it because we're really, really young. But, you know, some of us might be a little bit older, like, you know, maybe Steve and Steve's brother. Of course, I
was a kid back then.
Yeah. All right. I'll give you credit.
I mean, kiddish.
Kiddish, yeah.
So old enough to be able to run.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I'm old enough to run, so I'm old enough for fun. Of course, we had the passing of Super Dave Osborne recently over the weekend. And so Evel Knievel was what he was based on. He was a parody of Evel Knievel, and that was my thing growing up. And my dad used to get us everything, you know, and at the sacrifice of whatever he wanted. He never had a new car until he was in his 50s. Never. If you imagine that, Steve. You never buy a new vehicle. We don't even know that now. I mean, now people can go out there. Their first car is usually a new car. He always bought a used car. Well, finally, he got this new car, a Ford LTD. He was so happy. Loved this boat of a vehicle that he had in our driveway. And I decided I wanted to do Evel Knievel / Starsky and Hutch. I was going to jump off my bike and slide across the roof of the hood of the car.
Yes. Yeah, how'd that work out for you?
Oh, dude. First off, I thought, sure. I timed it out. I go, okay, this is where my dad's watching his show, so there's no way he's going to know. Like, right. He can't come out and stop me.
No trouble. Yeah,
so,
no getting trouble.
I am just, so awesome. I go to the top of my street, just barrel down off the bike, and does my father not come out of the house? And of course, that throws off everything.
Right.
But I can't stop.
You're committed.
And I go right into the slide of the car and just plastered the car. So awesome. Big dent in the damn door.
Please tell me you got up off the bike and then still slid across the hood. That would have been the ultimate middle finger to your dad.
Dude, I was wrecked. Yeah. I mean, because it was just like I saw him like, and I tried to stop and just slam bike and everything into the side of his brand new car.
Well, think about it from his perspective. Oh, he just got a new car. Imagine being your father, that you're the dad in Joe, and you just see him. You're like, is he just intentionally driving his bike into the door?
That's what he thought.
If you don't know the reason behind what you're doing, which is stupid, but you know, I get why you would try it. I think that's a brilliant idea as a child. But if you don't know that, all you do is, you're like, my son is just directly driving his bicycle into my car.
And he's waving me off like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And it was like, and all I'm just on the ground writhing in pain going, Hutch, I'm just happy, Hutch, Hutch. And he's like, what are you talking about? Yeah, my father thought I was an idiot. So for a good reason.
I did the same thing. I tried sliding across the hood of my car on my ass. I slid right off on the other side and broke my tailbone.
Oh.
Ouch. Yeah. Dude, this is crazy. I'm shocked people actually did try this, and it's, I'd say right up there with the Jackass text as far as the thing that's been texted in the most. I jumped off the roof as a kid holding an umbrella. It was a bad choice. Jumped off the roof like Mary Poppins in the 80s with an umbrella. Another one. I tried to use an umbrella as a type of a parachute.
Oh, yeah. And that new Mary Poppins movie just came out not too long ago. So I wonder if we're going to have more of that.
Oh, I'm sure they've thought it out because they figured these days you could get in trouble for encouraging people to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully people are smart enough to know that, yeah, you can't fly with an umbrella.
I like this one. When the movie Waiting came out, I definitely got involved in their game of showing our boys in different shapes.
Oh, watch out for the goat. Yeah. Well, we got to tell you about this guy that woke up after New Year's Eve next to a 150-pound dog. This dog was not his. Wasn't anybody he knows. Just woke up and there's this random dog. How did this happen? I'm going to tell you at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.